Major tax fraud scandal. Tiësto's ex-lawyer faces prison. A massive celebrity tax fraud case has unraveled as Frank Butzelar, a former tax attorney for world-famous DJs Tiësto and Afrojack, has been sentenced to 30 months in prison for orchestrating a tax evasion scheme that concealed over $100 million in income. Federal prosecutors allege that Butzelar, dubbed Taxman to the Stars by Dutch media, masterminded an intricate web of offshore shelters to evade U.S. tax obligations for his high-profile clients. The repercussions? A potential restitution order of $19 million, with the IRS aiming to hold Butzelar financially accountable rather than the DJs themselves. Breaking down the tax evasion scheme between 2012 and 2018, Butzelar allegedly manipulated offshore tax shelters in Cyprus and Guernsey to hide earnings for his elite clientele. The strategy involved setting up shell corporations and trusts under the names of friends and relatives of his clients, while in reality, the real beneficiaries remained Tiësto, Afrojack, and select Dutch fashion models. According to prosecutors, Tiësto and Afrojack, both Dutch citizens but deemed U.S. tax residents at the time, should have been paying federal taxes on their global income. Yet, under Butzelar's advisory, they managed to bypass tax obligations amounting to a staggering $19 million. Celebrity DJs caught in the crossfire, while Tiësto, real name Thijs Verwest, and Afrojack, Nick van de Wall, have not been charged with any crimes, their tax liabilities have reportedly been settled at a significantly reduced amount. Legal representatives assert that the DJs were unaware of the fraudulent nature of their tax planning. Key courtroom revelations. Prosecutors insisted that Butzelar filed fraudulent tax returns on behalf of Afrojack, 2013, and Tiësto, 2014-2017. Six financial professionals had warned Butzelar about the illegality of his tax strategies. The scheme was abruptly halted when U.S. investigators uncovered inconsistencies in offshore income reports. The high stakes of celebrity tax fraud. Forbes reported that Tiësto earned $39 million in 2017 alone, underscoring the vast financial stakes in this case. While Butzelar fought the indictment initially, he ultimately pleaded guilty to aiding in filing a false tax return, avoiding what could have been decades in prison. As a result of the plea deal, Butzelar, who has already spent 21 months in pretrial detention, is expected to serve only 6 more months behind bars before being released. Meanwhile, Tiësto and Afrojack continue their successful careers, with Tiësto scheduled to perform in India and Afrojack preparing for a set in Italy. What this means for taxpayers worldwide. This case is a stark reminder of the IRS's growing scrutiny of offshore tax evasion. High net worth individuals, celebrities, and their advisors must navigate tax planning cautiously to avoid severe legal consequences. Takeaways: the IRS is aggressively pursuing fraudulent tax shelters. Even unintentional tax evasion can lead to financial settlements and audits. Professional tax advisors must ensure compliance to protect their clients from legal risks. How to avoid tax pitfalls. If you're an entertainer, entrepreneur, or investor with international income, consult with a licensed tax professional to ensure compliance with U.S. tax laws. The IRS frequently monitors offshore accounts, and non-compliance can result in significant penalties or prosecution. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please feel free to reach out to us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that all inquiries will be handled in accordance with our privacy policy.